Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. When the massive earthquake and tsunami struck northeast Japan late last week, the depth of the havoc was not immediately clear. As the death count has climbed in the days since, and multiple nuclear power plant problems have led to mass evacuations, the cumulative extent of the disaster is becoming clear. Already, the disruption to commerce in Japan is wreaking havoc in Japan's stock markets. Through Tuesday's close, Japan's Nikkei 225 index was down almost 20% in three trading days. This pattern, to a lesser degree, has repeated in all major stock exchanges around the world. When stock market values are plummeting, the U.S. government has an incentive to persuade investors not to get out of the stock market and into safe haven assets like gold and silver. As the U.S. stock markets have fallen in the past few days, there have been significant suspicious trading in the gold and silver markets done with the apparent intention of driving down the prices of precious metals. This sudden minor drop in gold and silver prices, in my judgment, will be brief. Let me clue you in on an open secret. The general public has little understanding and acceptance of the reality of the continuing drop in the value and possible future collapse of the U.S. dollar. Most people are still making their investment decisions without regard to the ongoing deterioration of the dollar. Literally, they are tuning out and ignoring any clues that would inform them of this important development. This psychological aversion is probably the main reason the mainstream media has not yet discussed why last week's tragedy in Japan is going to be a catastrophe for the value of the U.S. dollar. Japan's government holds more than $800 billion U.S. Treasury debt. Following the U.S. government through the Federal Reserve and China, Japan is the third largest holder of U.S. government debt. To recover from this natural disaster, Japan's government will spend massive amounts in the coming months. It will not raise this money by increasing tax collections. Already, several Japanese auto and electronics manufacturers and their suppliers have been forced to trim domestic production because of the damage to one or more of their plants and disruption of utility services. This cut in output will reduce payrolls in that country. I suspect that an outcome of the earthquake and tsunami is that Japan's tax collections are likely to shrink. Instead, Japan is almost certain to raise the needed funds by selling assets. Perhaps the largest pot of available assets is this huge hoard of U.S. Treasury debt. Therefore, I expect that Japan will elect to quietly dispose of a significant percentage of this debt to fund the nation's recovery from the disaster. But as Japanese demand for new U.S. Treasury debt drops, and that nation increases the supply of existing debt being offered for sale on the secondary market, that will inevitably result in higher interest rates for U.S. Treasury debt. The higher interest rates go hand in hand with a lower value for the U.S. dollar. The dollar was already near a multi-year low before this disaster. The catastrophe will almost certainly accelerate the further decline of the value of the U.S. currency. As the value of the dollar plummets, that will lead to a higher demand for gold and silver as safe haven assets. The combination of a falling dollar and higher demand for precious metals will push up prices of gold and silver even faster than they have appreciated thus far in 2011. Don't let the current sudden price drop for gold and silver fool you into inaction. That's it for this week. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.